This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
We'll just make sure that you're staying up to date with the latest trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Hey gang, welcome back to the Audio Swarm Podcast. You got your Nectar digital marketing team here. We got Justin Oxner, Matt Anderson, and myself, Andy Wolf. We're excited to be here again, speaking on things we are extremely passionate about, and hopefully be able to provide some insight on different tricks and tips in this industry to grow your brand, build your presence in the online world. Guys, we got some cool stuff we want to talk about today, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks for your input there.
Dynamite drop in money.
We're going to. This is going to be fun. Guys, I hope you enjoy. We got a lot to talk about here, so we're going to jump right in. We got a couple guys have been working in social media for a pretty long time. Myself, I've been in it for a couple years now, but these guys have some really great insight on, you know, how to post correctly and what some businesses might be doing wrong and why things may not be working for you. So having said that, you know, we all think of social media in the personal realm, you know, our personal brands, whether we like it or not, we're all branding ourselves essentially on all of our social media platforms. That's why a lot of jobs look, through our social media platforms when they're hiring. If you're in that boat, you know, they look back into what you've been doing. And so technically you're branding yourself, but when you look at, you know, posting on all these platforms as a business, you've got to do it a little differently, and we know it's hard to shut off that view of how you post in your personal life. But so, you know, to kind of talk in depth about what you may be doing wrong or maybe some of these things apply to you, hopefully it helps in fixing those and coming up with solutions to go down the right path. So, you know, guys, what are some of the things you see businesses missing out on with their social media posts out the gate?
You know, Andy, I like how you put that it's things they're missing out on. It's not necessarily wrong, so to speak. It sounds kind of negative to say it's wrong, but they're really just missing the chance to capitalize on their posts. Some of the things that we see is posting text only. You're missing that captivating image that really draws the viewer in. They might pass right by it saying, "Ah, that's just text only." If it's only text, you're not dropping in a link, dropping in a hashtag. You're not really joining in a conversation. You're just kind of sending out your own tiny little message there. And you really are missing the opportunity to capitalize on that imagery. We've seen image-specific platforms out there like Pinterest and Instagram blow up because everybody's getting sucked in with these images and then reading what they have to say about them. So if you aren't putting a captivating image along with your post, you're really missing an opportunity there.
I mean, it's a text only, like you're saying, Justin. There's the ability to catch someone's attention, right? Obviously, an image, a video, something like that grabs attention more. But even within, you know, most social media platforms, there's an algorithm they go by, right? So there's a lot of things that you follow on your personal account, whether it's friends, companies, whatever it is that you're interested in. And the whole time, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is trying to weigh them and decide what to put on your news feed. And within each one of those, they tend to have a hierarchy on them. And basically, the bare minimum type post that you can do is text only. There's really nothing more bare minimum or lower on that totem pole of the hierarchy of likeliness to get on someone's newsfeed than text only. I mean, so it's you're already at a disadvantage because you're not catching their attention. And then you're adding on to that disadvantage by the actual platform saying, yeah, we don't value these as high anyway to put on someone's newsfeed.
Absolutely. And this is, I mean, all great points. And for all you listening out there, just to give you kind of an overview of the path we're taking here, you're going to hear a lot of us talk about totem pole and hierarchy and different things you can do to improve and what works best. They were talking text only posts. We're going to talk a little bit more on tagging other businesses, your business, following down that trend. We're going to go sharing irrelevant content from obscure pages, which is going to be kind of some of the stuff they've talked about or hinted on so far, and not responding to complaints from possible clients, not having brand consistency. So kind of teetering back off of that totem pole conversation there, guys. You were saying text only posts, talking about, you know, video images. What's kind of the hierarchy of, you know, what people can do top to bottom that improves their odds of being seen. And maybe talk a little bit, you know, we'll talk in depth here about just because you have X amount of followers and likes doesn't mean everybody's going to see your content. And that's kind of why we talk about the totem pole, the hierarchy, because these options, these tools and tricks help you be seen by your followers more efficiently. So why don't you go ahead, Matt, and lead us off on the hierarchy?
Yeah. I mean, aside from the hierarchy, it's a good point that you're mentioning is that you have 100 people that follow your company's page. Don't assume that every time you make a post that all 100 people are going to see it, because like we're just saying, there's a lot of other people trying to invite for that 100 people's attention. I doubt that you're the only page that they like on all of social media, right? So there's going to be a lot of other people following them. But I mean, there's a lot of different things coming in with Facebook, whether it's recommendations and all these things, but a general kind of guideline for how these hierarchies go is you start with your text only. Then you can go from like a link, I think, just being able to put a link in there with text.
I would say a hashtag first. Yeah. Even just a hashtag before you get a link. Link is almost more interactive than...
Oh, in that text. Yeah. I gotcha. Yep. And then you go up to images, which we're saying is really good at capturing attention. And then video is huge now in everything, right? So Facebook has put a lot of money into beefing up their video platform. Twitter video catches a lot more eyes. And then you go up to, I mean, usually the upper echelon of everything is live.
Yeah, the cherry on top is that live video.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, Periscope, you know, working with Twitter right now. It's one of those things where they value that really high in their algorithm. And I'm sure many people have seen, if there's a company you engage a lot with, especially on Facebook, if they go live, you get a notification at the top of your phone. You know, your company ABC just is going live now or just went live. So there's... They weigh it higher in their algorithm, and they also have another push notification system out to the people that follow you. So that just further increases the chance that they're going to see it.
Yeah, and even other platforms are following along with that. YouTube used to be just uploading videos. They've got the option to click go straight live from YouTube as well. So everybody's jumping on that live video bandwagon, and people love it.
I mean, you think about just video recently, right? Instagram TV. I mean, you keep talking about how important video keeps getting everywhere. I mean, Instagram was just all pictures, then they went video, then I think they increased their video length allowed, and now they have this YouTube TV going on there where you can watch all these different channels. So video's taken over, so no matter what platform you're on.
And you're not even talking about the 24-hour stories, the 24-hour content that each platform has now with Facebook and Instagram. Everybody's going to that quick short-form content, similar to the Snapchat style.
Yeah, absolutely. So really the overlying theme here is... making sure that when you are posting for your business, you're taking into consideration that, yeah, text is great, but you're probably not going to be thrown into the algorithm of people seeing things, everything you're posting, because it doesn't rank it high enough. So if you throw an image in with text, you throw an image in with text and hashtags, you throw a video in, everything you're doing, if you combine all of it, you're increasing your visibility for everybody, for all the people following you, and then that will then in turn increase your shares, your likes, your watches, the time spent interacting with your customers and clientele.
Those interactions as well bump it up higher in the algorithm. The more interactions you get, the higher that post ranks, the more it's going to pop up in people's news feeds. So you want it to be engaging so that people do interact with it, and that'll bump it up even higher.
And don't overthink it. Like a lot of times if you see a quick text post, it's because they had a good idea at the time they wanted to get a point out. If you can't think of a video or something to get at that moment in time because you just want to make sure and get that post out, just take a picture of your business. Take a picture of something. Find a picture from your business. Like, don't overthink it. If you're in a crunch for time, find some kind of image to put with it, because any image that's at least somewhat relevant to your business is going to be better than just text.
Or even better, just go live and do a straight selfie of yourself, live video, saying that two-sentence point. Even if it's only 10 seconds, get that point out there and just go live.
Yeah, absolutely. Going live, just doing it random in the moment, that's huge. And, you know, it gives that opportunity to be live and get that notification in front of your clients. And, you know, a lot of you out there may think, you know, I don't know what to do in the moment. I don't know what to do when you're on the spot like that. It gets tough. It can get scary and you may freeze up or whatever. So you might value the idea of scheduling, which we'll talk in other podcasts more in depth about scheduling these posts out. So don't worry about that. We'll get into that in detail. But go in the moment. Feel it. Don't rush it. You can rush it. You don't rush it. Take your time. There are options to do this as long as you follow these guidelines. Make sure that you're posting correctly once you get it out there and you have these different things combining. Like, for example, I always, you know, having the restaurant background that I do, you know, always promoting your 20% off lunches to try and improve business, or your happy hour pricing and these certain times of the day. You know, I see a lot of businesses on Facebook that are restaurants that, you know, just put the text. They'll say, come in tomorrow, or we have an event this Friday, or, you know, 20% off your lunch, and they just type it. Well, I'm not necessarily going to see that, and I probably missed 10 or 15 of them. So come up. There's a lot of free tools out there online that you can do with graphics. Canva.com. I mean, one we use pretty regularly. Go in. They've got templates. Throw your own pictures. They design it for you. It doesn't take a lot of time.
Yep.
Put the 20% off your lunch with some text and the hashtag, and make sure that you're putting it out to people that are relevant to your industry. So we'll talk a lot in depth about, you know, relative to industry and what you're, you know, who you can follow and things of that nature. But doing those things will improve the odds of you being seen. Now, Justin, I want to touch on this because I think it's pretty important. Missing out on tagging businesses and customers. You had mentioned hashtags, ads, things of that nature. Let's dive in a little bit on that. And for example, are there too many hashtags? Can you put too many? What's the right amount? What do you want to focus on when you are hashtagging? Because those are a big part of how to find somebody.
Right. And the amount of hashtags you put in can directly correlate with which platform you're using. If you're using Instagram, that's all about hashtags and using as many relevant ones you can to get into those conversations. That's kind of hashtag crazy. Sometimes you want 6, sometimes people put up to 15. Whereas when you cross over to Twitter, you want to make sure you're honing in those hashtags, the most relevant things possible. And for Facebook, not a lot of hashtags go on Facebook unless if they're linking Instagram accounts to Facebook accounts. But I would say the same thing there as Twitter. Hone in those hashtags. Make sure they're specifically relevant to what you're posting at that time, so that you're joining the right conversation with those.
Sure.
But also with the hashtags, you want to make sure you're adding the right businesses. So you're tagging them in your posts. So if you worked with somebody on something, tag them in that post if they're in the picture you're sharing. Say there's an event going on and you're at an event and there's multiple vendors and you're part of it and you're cross-promoting with other people, make sure you tag the right people in those posts to get their attention as well. And they could end up sharing and interacting with your post. Again, up the hierarchy, more people are going to see it.
It's a hierarchy, more people are going to see it. And then it's also when you tag another company, whoever is doing the social media for that company, they get notified. So it's one of those, if you're looking for help to make sure your post is getting amplified, make sure you're tagging people in. Because if you're not tagging anyone in it, they may not know that they were a part of it, and they may not see it later in their feed when it comes up. And I mean, we're talking about the importance of tagging hashtags, whether it's number of hashtags in a post, who you're tagging. You briefly touched on this, Justin. This could almost be a topic too for another time, but it's the things where it's about one post going out to all the platforms. Like you mentioned, some people sync together their Facebook and their Instagram, right? So they post the Instagram with 15 to 20 hashtags, and then they also tag people on Instagram, and then that comes over to Facebook and it's done. But it doesn't translate very well because, first of all, it's probably a little bit too many hashtags for Facebook's liking. And then also, people's names are not the same. So whenever you're at someone to tag their account on Instagram, it's not always going to be that exact same name when it comes over to Facebook. So all of a sudden now in your post on Facebook, you have an unlinked mention, or worse, it could be tagging to a company that has nothing to do with the one you're actually meaning to tag. So it's, again, it could be the syndication of a one post going to a multiple ones. That's the topic that could almost be for another time. But it's
right.
Hashtags and tagging people are important, but you got to handle each channel differently when you're going to be doing those things.
Yeah, you want to make sure that those are connected and each post on each platform serves its purpose correctly, and make sure you get those businesses relinked or re-tagged.
Don't look for the quick fix.
Yeah, don't look for the quick fix for sure. Well, you know, going back to essentially what we're talking about here with posting correctly, having the right ads, mentions, hashtags, let's talk a little bit about content itself when building these posts. So we're giving you kind of the tips and tricks on, you know, what works more efficiently, throwing an image, throwing a video, having text with it, having the hashtags. But what's important and people forget is the content itself, having it be relevant to what it is you're talking about. So a lot of times out there you'll see And I'm not saying don't think outside the box. I'm not saying don't come up with something creative that has innuendos or hints towards what you're talking about, because that can be cool. You can be creative with that. But for the most part, stay away from sharing irrelevant content from obscure pages that have nothing to do with what you're talking about or your business or your brand's identity. So let's talk a little bit about that and really dive into the points we're trying to make here. Justin, what do we got?
It's one of the easiest pitfalls is when you're looking at your personal account, you can like and share whatever you want and it goes out there. And you got to remember, this is all public. This is PR. It's out there. Anybody can see it. Well, on your personal account, your personal brand, if you're a funny guy and you share funny stuff, people are going to know that and they come to it and it's funny. Haha. Well, then you're doing it for your business as well. And you don't separate your personal from your business and you just do what you would normally do as a personal account. That's not going to translate well. You have to think for your business and get the brand for your business. So when you see that funny post, you're like, oh, haha, this could be funny. And you share it on your brand's page or your business page. Does it follow what your brand is trying to do? Is that obscure, funny video linking to some random page that has nothing to do with your business or your business doesn't have a partnership with at all? You end up looking kind of off-brand and just sharing something kind of random on your company's business public page. So you have to think about that when you're switching from a personal page to a business page and making sure you're not sharing that random obscure content. Like Andy was saying, it's cool if you take some pictures of something a little bit different to try and create some interest within your brand and what you're trying to do. But within that, you're going to have your public branding on there. You're going to have your same colors and everything fitting your brand. But it's not going to be completely obscure and linking to this other random page. So you kind of want to be careful when you see things out there and what you share to your business's page.
I mean, like aside from even just the content being irrelevant and maybe kind of funny, if you're sharing an obscure page's post to your page, say your audience thinks that's funny, right? They think it's good. You hit your idea at that time and it was funny. And they see, okay, it didn't come from you. Right, it came from whatever this other page is, and so now they're gonna go there. So I mean, it's one of those. If your social media strategy is to help other pages get followers, then go right ahead, you know, and keep doing that. But you run the danger of them thinking something's funny from another page, and now they're gonna go to that page, and now you just added more people to this clutter soup of a newsfeed for you to fight through to get their attention. Because guess what, they're gonna go there, like their video, and they're gonna see they're engaging with their stuff more than yours. So you're promoting exactly. Other companies other than your own.
Exactly, for sure. And that kind of ties into the brand consistency of your own brand too, right? So yeah, if that's your goal, build other people's businesses, great, do that. I mean, if that's what your business is,
right.
That might be your formula.
If you want to bring it all together.
If that's you, that's do you. But if you're just trying to build your brand, you got to be consistent within these posts, relevant content, the correct post, images, videos, text. We're going to keep beating that in because that's important. Mm-hmm. Making the correct post definitely all revolves around your brand consistency at the end of the day.
Correct.
So what do you want? What are the three main things, if you had to break it down, guys, that are the most important with your brand consistency when posting? Let's say you're putting a graphic or you're creating your own edited video, whatever the case may be. What do you want to have in there? What are the three main things? If it's four, great. But I think it's three, and dive in and talk in depth about what those are.
Yeah, I just know at least one of them is we say like fonts or just looks, right? Other image or picture. It's one of those things where you don't have to worry about it being a corporate brand standard book that you have to come up with for your business, but you should at least decide some consistent font to use so that you know when you're going between all these that it looks like it came from you. If every post you're doing has a completely different look, font included, a different font every time, different types of fonts in the same graphic, different graphic styles, different weird picture things mixed together, like if it all comes together and it's different every single time you post, then you're not getting a consistent look. You're not getting a branded look. You just look like someone who's just throwing stuff out there. And you want people to think about your business when they see that image or whatever it is. Obviously, absolutely. You can't control the font in the post itself.
Right.
So when you're putting the fonts on the graphics, try to come up with something a little consistent. And some of the suggestions I know that we read online is that pick a font family with multiple different variations, because it's not saying you have to use Century Gothic bold on every one of your graphics.
Or
pick
Georgia.
Yeah.
Times New Roman.
But pick Common one that sense. Has multiple different ones. There's a right. bold, there's an italics, there's a bold italics.
A hairline.
Like, here, you pick ones that got four or five different ones, so when you make these graphics, they at least look somewhat consistent, but you can still mix up the design a little bit.
And this is important because it builds your brand. And every post builds on top of that. And when they see that, they'll see that consistent brand message, and it builds it in your customers' minds to recognize that it's you when they see that cohesive font. And I would say the next thing is colors. Pick your color palette. Make sure you've got the same consistent colors. You want your posts to feel similar. They don't all have to look the same, right? You just want them to be in the same look family so they understand, okay, this is coming from this consistent brand. Yeah, your business name's always going to be at the top. It's always going to be right next to your Twitter handle or your Facebook name. That's always going to be there. That's great. That consistency is great. But if you can work some sort of consistency into those images or videos that you're doing, then you're going to have that next level connection with your customers.
Yeah, so we got fonts, we got different types of colors that we're going through. I know you're talking about the three.
Yep, the three. The third, I think, that's powerful is your logo, placement of the logo. What logo are you using? Do you have an icon, a logo, additional images that support your brand? Don't be saturated with 17 different logos or icons, but if you want to have a main logo that has four or five different color schemes that are within the color palette that you have for your brand, that's great. And then if you have an icon that, you know, you put on all of your social media platforms or documents, if you are doing traditional methods of marketing as well, I know we're in the digital world, but you know, throwing your icon on different things. You can have two variations, three variations, whatever the case may be. But I think that's important. I think that's the third that rounds it out. So when you have your text, make sure that you have the correct font that ties to it, your color scheme with the palette, and then your logo that kind of ties everything together.
Yeah, and we're talking basic branding stuff here extended onto digital platforms. I mean, this is all some basic branding. You figure out your logos, you figure out your fonts, you figure out your colors, and they should all work together and supplement one another. So you're not just out there randomly throwing off some different things. It's all basic cohesive branding just extended onto the digital platforms.
Absolutely. I know, Matt, you wanted to elaborate on something here. Why don't you go ahead? It's a good point.
Yeah, it was about multiple pages. It was, again, we talked at the beginning, it's hard to shut off the mind because we work in social media, you know, all day, and it's part of our lives. So when we're on our personal feeds, we see this. In small local businesses, if you're taking over to help out someone's social media account, or say someone's helped out at your business before that, make sure and check to see everything they've done. So, like, if you're Andy Wolf's Bar and Grill, right? Make sure that you look to see, was there already an existing Andy Wolf's Bar and Grill before you start up? Because sometimes we'll see, even when you're searching for some, like I know even on trips and stuff, I'll go to, if I'm trying to search in Facebook for local business to see pictures of the place, reviews, when I go, if you come across two or three multiple pages and you can't tell what page is the active one, that's a problem. So when you go out there, make sure that it's the only one on there so that when people are either searching for it, they know which one is yours, but that also that you don't have these duplicate ones out there. So either delete the one or just improve upon the one that was already there.
Yeah, and remember, all this is public. It's all out there. Everybody sees this. If you can't get the people to the right page, that complicates things. Absolutely. And it doesn't help you build your brand. And because all of this is public, that brings us to one of our final points here. You got to make sure that when you see negative comments out there about yourself, that you respond to those.
Absolutely.
I mean, sometimes you can't respond to everything right away because you're busy, you got things going on, but you want to respond as quickly as you can, but not just respond, but offer a solution. Don't just say, oh, that sucks, I'm sorry, because that doesn't help anybody. That lets everybody know that, yeah, you're a business, yeah, you saw it, but you didn't even offer a solution. So you want to try and turn those complaints into a positive customer interaction and see what you can do for them afterwards. Say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Please reach out to us and we'll talk about what we can do to make this right. Or if you're a restaurant or whatever, say, oh, I'm so sorry your food came out cold. Here's a free coupon for you for 50% off next meal.
Try us again next time. Please come back. We can do better. Things like that.
We want to do better. That's a great way to put it.
And Facebook will rate you on this stuff. So it's one of those, they will dock your page essentially if you are very slow or never respond to
messages.
Well, yeah,
isn't it right on your main business page? It shows your response time. It'll give you an idea. Yep. If I'm a potential client, or I might want to dine in your establishment, or I want to train with you as a personal trainer, or work at your gym, or whatever the case may be, it'll show on there. When I go on there to look and look at the reviews, it says response time.
Yep.
Very fast, or whatever the terminology they use. So you can see right away. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Make sure you're responding efficiently in a timely manner.
And there's, so it's responding in a timely manner, and everyone will see if you respond or don't respond, right? So you'll see you're slow, but if they see that it's not getting answered, then it raises a flag. But then it's also, even in Facebook right now, it's the messenger part of it. So I definitely suggest that people at least come up with some kind of automated message, because there's the public view where people come in and rate your page now, but now they can also just reach out to you directly, a Facebook Messenger. So people don't see that, but it's still a customer reaching out to your business to ask you a question about something. So there's automated things you can do within Facebook now to at least just say, hey, thanks for your concern. If you have certain hours you know that you're going to spend to responding to social media time, put that in your message. Yeah, I'm sorry to your concern. We're busy right now. I'm going to help out between 5 and 7 tonight or something. Give them some expectations so they're not just left hanging. But
don't just ignore it thinking it'll go away.
Right. But don't forget about Messenger. That's that thing that is getting increasingly more important on Facebook. So
absolutely. Well, I mean, guys, at the end of the day, this stuff it's not rocket science. It's all stuff that's attainable. It's all you can get this stuff done. It doesn't matter your skill level in this industry. It doesn't matter how many times you've used Facebook, you've used Twitter, Instagram. All of this stuff you can learn and do efficiently for your brand.
It might take a little time.
It might take some time. Absolutely.
But you can do it.
But you can do it. And we're here to help you do it. We want you to have the tools you need to succeed, and we want your business to thrive. That's what we're passionate about, is utilizing our skill sets, the time we've spent learning how to do this stuff, to benefit you. And, you know, we're not saying there's one right way to do this. We're not saying there's one way to post. There's only one way. This is the way. This is the route. We're saying be creative. Come up with cool ways to promote your brand. But just think about the little things, because that's what matters when it comes down to what your audience sees. Consistency. Think about the biggest brands in the world. They're consistent every single day. Everything they put out, everything they do is consistent. So, you know, going over everything, we'll just do a little brief run through again here. Remember the little things, guys. When you're posting, make sure you're looking at your brand consistency, your fonts, your color schemes, your logos. Are they placed correctly? Do you have an image? Do you have video? Are you going live on a Facebook Live in the moment? Remember that all these things, if you combine these things together, you will improve and increase your chances to be seen from your followers every chance that you post. So remember these things, guys, when you're going down the road and you're posting. And if you need assistance, we're more than happy to help you. We've got plenty of opportunity here for you to get in contact with us. If you have questions, feel free to ask. We got an email here. Get in contact with us at connect@nectarmarketing.com. For all of you out there that maybe haven't seen this yet, our spelling is NEKTR marketing. Our website is nectarmarketing.com. Again, NEKTR marketing.com. Feel free to look around, see what we're all about, get to know us a little bit. Again, guys, thank you for listening out there, and hopefully what we bring to the table here helps you in your quest for more business or exposure. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening.